Good afternoon and welcome to Weather Radio Menus broadcast at 17:45. The headlines. In local news, Zambia launches resilience report. Ministry of Home Affairs launches IMMIS. Oxfam calls on traditional leaders to fight GBV. In international news, Tanzanian police and military tighten security. In sports news, Sichone happy with Chipolopolo. With the news in details, my name is Clive Skaunga. In local news, the Ministry of Home Affairs and Internal Security has officially launched the National Migration Data Strategy and Integrated Migration Management Information System. Speaking on behalf of Minister, Permanent Secretary Dickson Matembo says the launch marks a significant step forward in strengthening Zambia's migration governance, aligning with the National Development Vision and international commitment. Matembo states that Zambia's Vision 2030 aims to become a prosperous middle-income nation, guided by principles such as gender responsiveness, sustainable development, respect for human rights, democracy and public-private partnerships. He adds that the MIS supports this vision by improving the quality of information, enabling evidence-based decision-making, and reinforcing coordination between government and society. Meanwhile, Principal Planning Officer at the Immigration Department, Wellington Luinda, notes that Zambia has made significant strides in strengthening migration data systems, transitioning from fragmented sources to a coordinated, evidence-driven approach. He adds that migration data is now recognized as a strategic asset, driving policy coherence, protecting vulnerable populations, supporting regional integration, and enabling progress toward national and global commitments. Oxfam Zambia has called on traditional leaders to take a more active role in upholding community norms and values as a crucial strategy to combat gender-based violence, GBV, in their areas. During an engagement meeting with traditional leaders held in Lusaka today, Oxfam Zambia's Program and Policy Manager for Gender Justice, Faith Minja, emphasized the vital role traditional leaders play in the fight against gender-based violence. Minja urges chiefs and community leaders to take a firm stand against GBV in their respective chiefdoms, highlighting that such violence has far-reaching effects, including hindering national development. She further highlighted Oxfam's ongoing collaboration with key partners such as Human for Change, the Young Men's Christian Association, NutriAid, and local organizations to raise awareness and address GBV. Minja added that Oxfam and its partners have implemented various interventions, including participation in provincial launch and the iCare campaign aimed at engaging men in fighting GBV to make lasting progress, among others. Meanwhile, a representative of the traditional leaders, Induna Iluya Molima Mansolwa, has called on parents to put an end to the practice of marrying off young children, highlighting that early marriages is a significant driver of gender-based violence. Mansolwa stressed the importance of allowing children to remain in school so that they can grow up making informed and empowered decisions about their lives. The Chingula Municipal Council has issued clarification on illegal settlements at Kasempa firing range in Kasombe. In a statement issued by the Public Relations Unit, the Tshengola Municipal Council says that Kasempa firing range is and has always been a legally designated military securing zone reserved for essential training and operational readiness of national defense forces. The council states that 10 structures have therefore been affected by clearance operations in the area, as they were constructed without permits and in direct violation of the law. They say that this was not the first clearance exercise in the area, as previous legal structures were removed following due process and notices, only for new ones to be rebuilt. While the council emphasizes that it is imperative to follow the law, they are taking steps to verify the circumstances of affected individuals and families and discussing long-term solutions to prevent further illegal settlements in the area. The Tshengola Municipal Council asserts that they are committed to public safety and will continue to work with relevant agencies to address citizens' welfare. Still in local news, CESCO has signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, with Smart Zambia with the aim to improve energy supply in Zambia. Speaking at the MOU signing, CESCO Managing Director, Engineer Justin Longo, says that the agreement between CESCO and Smart Zambia is a shared commitment to progress. Longo also notes that the agreement is aiming for a future where digital infrastructure strengthens the everyday delivery of education, healthy and security services across the country. He notes that the goal is to provide the infrastructure needed to power digital public services in a way that is reliable, sustainable and nationally impactful. Meanwhile, Smart Zambia Institute National Coordinator